Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. So we doing here, baby? What's going on, everyone? Welcome. Let me take this off. Welcome to the Progressive Action TV show. I am your host, the one and only, Pramell Thompson. Yes, we are here on a late night. We got some things to talk about, man. We got some things to talk about tonight. Now, if you tuned in right now, what I need you to do is make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to the show. We're going to keep the heat on them, man. We're going to keep the heat on them. Trust me when I tell you, we are going to keep the heat on them. They trying to bamboozle us about this safety. And we're going to keep the heat on them. This is a special late night edition of the Progressive Action TV show. And if you want to call in, you could call in live 563-999-3714. And if you want to donate to the channel via Cash App, that's $ Progressive Action 100. How are you guys doing tonight? I am in a great mood. Was listening to some old Bad Boy, old Ja Rule, Nelly, Jaheim, just vibing out. And so, you know, I'm going to take my time and do a show today. I'm going to take my time and do a show today and put y'all on to what's going on here. Let me make sure everything is right. I want y'all to take a couple of seconds out y'all day, y'all time, to share out the live, man. Let's share this out. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a couple of seconds out myself to share it out. I'm going to take a couple of seconds myself. Let me make sure I get this to, I got to hurry up and get it out. I got to hurry up and get this out. Give me 1 second. Take a couple of seconds to shout the live. We're going to talk. We're going to talk that talk today. Y'all already know. I got some stuff to talk about. So let's make sure that we get this out there. You know, I have an assistant now, and maybe I need to have them do my social media for me. I was thinking about having them take over my social media. Things is really, really busy for me right now, nowadays. I may do that. But let me make sure I get this out there. You know, we on a late night with it tonight. Make sure I share it out to where everywhere it needs to be. Take a couple of minutes. Y'all should be used to this by now. Y'all should be used to this by now. Let me see. Let me do one more group. One more group before I get it going. There we go. Let me see what it's looking like on YouTube right now. Let's see how we looking on YouTube right now. My YouTube been lit lately. It been lit. Like, they really paying attention over there on YouTube. So shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. Shout out to everybody that's watching us everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. No matter where you're watching us, but we're going to talk that talk. So as y'all know, there has been a rash of assaults going on New York City transit property. You have shootings. You have murders. You have slashings. You have stabbings. You have robberies. Everything that you could think of that's happening on the subways is happening. And there's a multitude of reasons as to why. You have the police, they say, well, you know, we lock up the same people all the time, and the criminal justice system just lets them back out for them to commit the same crimes all over again. Do they have a point? Absolutely. Absolutely. But one thing that the police is not talking about is when they in the system, where they really be at, where they be hiding at and stuff like that. But we'll save that for another day. The MTA, oh, you know, the MTA is just straight out lying to everybody. Oh, you know, crime is better this month than this time last year, even though we had 3 killings in January, but everything is, these people is crazy. And then you got the union. I don't even know what they doing. So what I'm going to show you guys, I'm going to play 3 videos, and we're going to analyze the videos just to show you of how much the union administration, the MTA, is playing in our faces. And they are taking our safety for granted, everything that they say is a word salad. So let me get into the first video. Let me cue this up, right? Let me get into the first video, and we're going to discuss it. Now, let's call it what it is. That wasn't just no ordinary shooting. That was a mass shooting. Multiple people shot, 1 death. What are they talking about? What is Jan Oliva talking about? See, this is what I don't like about this whole thing. Little do people know, Jan Oliva and Richard Davey have armed security with them. If crime is low, and they love to say this, crime is low or it's trending downward and all of this other kind of crazy stuff, then why do you need security to be on the system? Why can't you rely on the same security that we rely on, which is NYPD? I mean, y'all claim that they get there quick, they make an arrest, they are deterring crime. Why can't you be held to those same standards, Mr. Lever, Mr. Davey? Why are you wasting taxpayers' money if crime is so low on the subways? Now, I happened to ask Jan Oliva about this, I would say about 2 years ago. He had visited a church in my community, and I had met him there, and we had a talk. We had a civil conversation. And I said, why do you have security? And he said, you know, after somebody tried to take one of the chairman lives or something like that, they had actually wrote it into a bill that the chairman must have security, right? But it's still up to his discretion. If crime is low, why is Jan Oliva using security? It makes absolute armed security at that. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, that's all of this crime stuff that's going on right now in the subways had prompted me to write an article, right? And I want to share this article with you guys. Oh, and I got the website fixed up, so make sure y'all go to progressiveaction.info, progressiveaction.info, progressiveaction.info. I'm changing the face of the website. I'm going to be doing more and more and more stories. So this is the latest story that I have done. Another murder on New York City Transit under Richard Davey's leadership, right? And matter of fact, I might as well just go through this whole thing. In the world of gangster films, the term underworld is often used to describe a clandestine realm of organized crime, a world filled with illicit activities such as illegal gambling, smuggling, and extortion. It's portrayed as a shadowy and dangerous realm where crime bosses, hitmen, and other nefarious characters conduct their illegal affairs. Yet, the underworld we're about to discuss isn't a dramatic Hollywood setting. It's the New York City Transit System, starring MTA Chairman Jan Oliva and New York City Transit President Richard Davey. Coming into the role, Davey declared safety as his top priority, aiming to restore faith in the system and attract hesitant riders back onto the public transit. However, since assuming the position, crime statistics suggest that safety conditions have deteriorated. The NYPD reports a 22% increase in subway crime since the start of the year, despite the department spending over $150 million in overtime in the subway system alone. Davies' management skills have previously been called into question. During his tenure in Boston, he was sued for mismanagement of the transportation system, leading to increased congestion and delays. The lawsuit alleged Davies' failure to implement efficient traffic management measures resulted in waste of taxpayer money and had detrimental effects on the economy. Many businesses and individuals reliant on the transportation network suffered due to Davies' alleged negligence. In 2016, Davies faced another lawsuit accusing him of retaliating against the whistleblower who reported safety violations concerning someone within Davies' social network. Now, every time I read this, I think that this is the most craziest thing, to be honest with you. I just don't get it. But let me scroll down, what their plans was to fix this actual situation. But I want to also touch on what the murders was. 2 months into the new year, and there have been 3 murders on the trains. Richard Henderson tragically lost his life on a 3 train in Brooklyn while trying to mediate a dispute over loud music. A shooting on a 4 train at the Mount Eden station in the Bronx saw 5 people shot and 1 fatality. Another man was shot and killed on a D train at the 182nd, 183rd subway station in the Bronx just yesterday. In September 2022, New York State Governor Kathy Hochul announced plans to equip all subway cars with surveillance cameras. By December 2022, 400 out of 6,500 subway cars have been fitted with these cameras. However, despite these additional safety measures and rules requiring train conductors to announce police presence on trains and platforms, crimes has continued to rise. Critics argue that this rule has inadvertently tipped off criminals about when it's safe to commit crimes. Facts. Recently, New York City Transit Subway Vice President Demetrius Critchlow announced a $21 million project to install new LED lighting in stations, hoping to deter crime and enhance passenger safety. However, the efficacy of this initiative remains to be seen. That was one hell of a bright idea. Both Davey and Lieber, despite their assurances of safety, travel with armed security on the very system they claim is safe. Their actions raise questions. If the system is as safe as they claim, why don't they rely solely on NYPD protection like the rest of New York residents? The stark contrast between their spoken assurances and their actions is perceived as a profound insult to riders and workers of the New York City transit system. As the leaders of the organization, they are expected to steer the system towards safety and efficiency. But the current state of affairs paints a different picture. All of these are facts, ladies and gentlemen. All of these are facts. Every one of these are facts. They are running a game on us. They are running a game on us, without a doubt. And we are left holding a bag. But guess what? Guess what? It gets worse. Let's hop into the next video. I'm telling y'all, they are playing in our faces. I'm gonna play another video for you guys. Y'all seen how energetic Kelly was? Thought he was Muammar Gaddafi. And I for some of these union reps, I really think that they mean well, but they just don't know how to go about fighting or seriously addressing these issues. They don't have no idea. And what they do, they throw a press conference at the union hall. Why? The press conference should have been done in front of 2 Broadway. Why is Richie Davis and his team is afraid to address the MTA at 2 Broadway? He failed to have a mass membership meeting. We're getting our behinds kicked at work. There's bullets flying all over our work environment, and they not doing anything. Now I want to get to this video right here, because I want you guys to check out Kelly on this right here. I want y'all to check him out. Richie. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Hold on 1 second. I had to fix that for a second. But look, this is the problem here. Richard Davis is reading this all wrong. He's going about this all wrong. First of all, he got Tim Minton throwing shots at him. Tim Minton is saying he don't know where Richie Davis is at because he's not at incident scenes, right? Blew him all the way up. And Richie Davis, see, he read my playbook wrong. He read my playbook totally wrong. If you are the president of the union and you saying you're all over the news saying that all of these crime is high, the public is not safe, the riders is not safe, instead of you going in front of the camera, giving us word salads and making us think that you're fighting for us, why don't you do something that a real president would do? Because if I was president, you know what I would do, especially in the subways. Conductors, train operators, you are to not investigate any unruly passengers until crime is truly down, right? Why didn't Richie negotiate anything in the contract regarding safety? Why didn't he negotiate anything in the contract regarding safety? We don't want to hear no word salads. We don't want you to go in front of the camera and say, well, you know, crime is up. You know, NYPD not do-. Tell us something that we don't know. Why didn't you send a directive to the train operators and conductors to tell them that crime is high, you are to not go investigate any unruly passengers until we figure out this crime situation? That's what I want to know. Why didn't you figure any of this stuff out? Why you ain't figure none of this stuff out? Oh, hold on. Why you ain't figure none of this stuff out? What you think? Crime just popped up out of nowhere? Crime been up ever since, definitely since the pandemic. And you did not negotiate one thing regarding worker safety in that. Now I want to go back to the Kelly thing real quick. I want to show you how fake these guys are, right? Let me go back to the Kelly speech right here. Hold on 1 second. Let me cue it up the right way. Check out Kelly. Hold on. Let me go right here. Now you see Kelly with all of that energy right there. All of that energy right there. Now look at him. A couple of days later, this is Kelly. Y'all seen him? This is a big game for them. See, Kelly really want to be a manager. And he's good at putting on the act. One minute he's hype, oh, we got to stop this and they need to do this. Next second he's standing with the bosses. Looking like one of them. How can you stand next to the bosses if you claiming that they are the reasons why we getting assaulted? You see how they playing in our face? You see how they think that we stupid? Richie blaming NYPD, blaming the mayor. Well, he ain't blaming the mayor, but Tim Minton tried to pull a stunt and tried to bring the mayor into it. But Richie Davis blaming the MTA, blaming NYPD. But they not putting any blame on themselves. The fact of the matter is that Richie Davis failed to negotiate anything for us regarding safety in our contract. They can't even be honest with themselves. This remind me of the meme with all the different Spider-Mans pointing at each other, telling on each other, when all of them is involved in part of our problem. It remind me of, I may have used this analogy before, but from White Men Can't Jump, when they was in the park and the dude figured out that he was being hustled and they was blaming each other, he was like, nah, all y'all go get it. That's the type of mentality that we have to have because none of them are truly on our side. It's one of two things. It's either they really working with the MTA and not on our side, or they simply do not know what they're doing. There's no gray area. It's either they are with the MTA on this, or they simply do not know what they're doing. Because I don't know how Kelly could go from all of that energy to standing next to them like nothing was wrong. I mean, I got to play this again because this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And then let's go to the next video. Kelly, literally a few days later. I mean, I need somebody. If y'all feel like calling in, I even check the phones. Give me one second. Missed a couple of calls. If y'all feel like calling in, call back in. 563-999-3714, man. I mean, yo, they are playing in our faces. And then look at this, buses. There's things going on buses. Bus operator attacked for not moving fast enough. One of our bus operators was attacked by an assailant who was angered by the bus operator's speed. The incident occurred when the operator briefly left the protective partition. The assailant violently attacked, but the union member successfully subdued him, preventing further escalation. The operator thankfully avoided serious injury and was treated at a local hospital for bruises and scratches to his face. The union condemns this senseless violence, prioritizes member safety, and urges law enforcement to thoroughly investigate and bring the perpetrator to justice. The union is also investigating. What the hell are they investigating? What is Local 100 investigating? They are literally out of their mind. Out of their mind. But I mean, yo, look, like I said, I believe a lot of these union reps' heart is in the right place. I do. Right? You have a lot of kids whose heart is in the right place but never make the team. Right? You have a lot of people whose heart in the right place but never seem to go far. And that's the same thing with our union representation. We have union reps whose heart is in the right place, but one or two options. They purposely siding with the MTA, gaslighting us. Or they simply do not know what they're doing. It is as simple as that. It's as simple as that. There's nothing confusing in that. They playing in our face, people, right? I mean, there's nothing funny about people getting killed in the system, right? There's nothing funny about that, right? At 2 Broadway, there's no bullets flying around 2 Broadway. Nobody's getting slashed at 2 Broadway. Nobody's getting robbed at 2 Broadway. But in the system, those are our offices. When we are on the train, that is our office. When you have cleaners cleaning the platforms, that's their office. When you have station agents on the mezzanine outside of the booth, that is their office. Our offices are not safe. If the same thing was happening inside the offices of Jan Oliva, inside the offices of Richard Davey, inside the offices of Demetrius Crichlow, they would be making changes immediately. Immediately. But it shows you how they look at us. When they say that we are truly nothing but a number, you have to believe that. Because as soon as you die or something happened to you, there's another number behind you ready to move up and take your place. There's people on the list that's coming to take your job. We are replaceable. But guess how they treat their lives? Like they're irreplaceable. That's why they have armed security with them when they're out in the field. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of the same exact thing that we encounter at our offices? When a bus operator is behind his wheel at his office, he does not have, or she does not have, armed security. And for the union to acknowledge that crime is out of control and do absolutely nothing to protect us says a lot about them. I don't want to hear, oh, we're going to Albany to get a bigger bill than this, that. No, there's things that they could do now to hold the MTA accountable. At the least, have a damn rally at 2 Broadway. Align yourself with the riding public. Aren't y'all friends with the Riders Alliance? Y'all lost me? Oh, they lost me. Damn. One, two, 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 one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, 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 one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, 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 one, two, one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah, so they are out of control. I know my sound had went out. I don't know what that was about. But my sound had went out. I had to fix it through a video. But yeah, these people. Let me turn this on real quick. I don't know where y'all lost me at. But what I'm saying is that they are playing in our faces. They do not care about what's happening to us. And I don't know where I left off at. I don't know where the sound cut off at. Now I'm monitoring it. But one thing I want to say is the bus operator, when they behind that wheel on the bus, that's their office. When we are in the system working, train operator, conductor, cleaner, station agent, those are our offices. We have to be reliant on God, ourselves, and NYPD if something happens. Why can't the bosses do the same thing? What kind of changes you think they will make if bullets are flying around in their offices? Robbery, stabbing, slashings. I don't know why this keep happening. Hold on. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2 Let me see something. I don't know why that keep happening. I just upgraded it, and that's probably the problem. But I don't understand why this keep happening, and they not doing nothing about it. Nothing at all. They doing absolutely nothing about it. And we left holding the bag. Well, look, let me see something real quick. This is what I'm going to do. I got to check out why the sound is messing up. But tomorrow I'm going to be reporting back live to let y'all know what those charges at 2 Broadway is exactly about. We're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it in detail. The BS is happening again, but this time, I'm telling y'all, in April, date to be determined, I am going to throw one of the biggest rallies for me. We're going to have it flooded out there in 2 Broadway. I'm planning, I'm looking at April, but I want to give it some time. I want to sit down and build with people. I want to get a couple of thousand people out there. And we're going to go back to our assault rallies. That's going to be in April. We're doing an assault rally in April. But this time we're going to align ourselves with the ride in public. So I'm going to be focused on that. And if you want to get involved, I don't care who you are. If you want to get involved, hit me up. And let's start getting the word out there. Let's work on a date. and let's get it popping, because nobody ain't going to care for us but us. Nobody. They ain't going to give a damn about us. They don't give a damn about us. So we got to give a damn about ourselves. They already proved to us that they don't care. So we can't be left holding the bag all the time. It don't work like that. You know what I mean? All of these word salads. Oh, the union. Oh, the MTA not doing enough. NYPD not doing enough. The MTA. Oh, crime is down compared to this time last year, even though we had 3 murders this year. Probably more, I don't know. But we had 3 shootings this year that led to murders. Y'all don't see no, there's no alarm in that to y'all? Y'all, do y'all care? Do y'all care if y'all make it back home the same way you came? I'm going to tell you something. I care. And look, to the MTA, I know what y'all plan is. Y'all want to get me out of here. And I don't blame y'all. Yeah, I don't blame y'all. But it's senseless. It's senseless because I'm not going to stop doing what I do. I'm not going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop, bad boy. I'm not stopping. And if I happen to not work here anymore, then I have no rules to play by. So that means that I'm going to do what I want. Expose the things that I never had no intentions of exposing. But it's cool. April is going to be D-Day for y'all anyway. It's going to be D-Day. Why I keep missing calls? Make sure to share out these shows. If you're watching via YouTube, let me shout out to my people on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know why they keep muting me, man. They keep muting me. Shout out to YouTube. They always put I see that. Shout out to YouTube. They always keeping me on point. Shout out to Pauline. Shout out to my brother Davis, Cito King, Karen Bell. See y'all. Let me see what's going on Facebook. Deshaun, Alex, Gwendolyn, Leroy. Let's see who else we got here. Yeah, y'all tuned in. Y'all tuned in on a late night. Millicent, how you doing? My boy Trevor Logan, how you doing, sir? Yeah. Well, look, we here. Make sure if you're watching via YouTube, join the channel. It's only 99 cents a month. You could donate via Cash App, $PROGRESSIVEACTION100. If you're watching on YouTube, again, you could send in a super chat. If you're watching on Facebook, you could send in a donation. You could subscribe to the channel. Just get involved some kind of way. Support some kind of way. I'll catch you guys later with a new update on what's going on with me at 2 Broadway tomorrow. So peace.